Total Pogrut for Module G by Michelle Brody, AEL Publications. Reading file, page 123. Questions. Answer questions 1 to 8 in English, according to the article. In questions 1, 4, 5, and 7, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. Number 1. What do we learn in lines 1 to 9? 1. How magicians learn their trade. 2. Why Olsen is fascinated with magic. 3. How some magic tricks work. 4. Why psychologists research manipulation. Number 2. Complete the sentence. Lines 10 to 22. Why are some scientists doubtful about neuromagic? They think. Number 3. According to Olson, what do psychology and magic have in common? Lines 10 to 22. Answer. Number 4. Both Olson and Kuhn think that, lines 10 to 22. 1. The principles of magic and psychology are exactly the same. 2. All magicians should have a background in psychology. 3. All psychologists should have a background in magic. 4. Magicians know some of the principles of psychology. Number 5. What is explained in lines 23 to 30? 1. How Olson forced volunteers to choose a specific card. 2. Which volunteers were most likely to resist manipulation? 3. Why Olson picked that specific card trick for his study. 4. How many volunteers participated in Olson's study? Number 6. Complete the sentence. Lines 23 to 30. What did Olson conclude from the results of his magic trick study? Even when they've been manipulated, people... Number 7. From lines 31 to 38, we can understand that mind manipulation is strongest when 1. You personally know the manipulator. 2. You don't have time to think about the issue. 3. You try to fight back against the manipulation. 4. The manipulator is unaware of his or her powers. Number 8. Olson says, otherwise, you are certain to be a victim time and again. Lines 37 to 38. A victim of what? Answer.